Nabiha Iqbal is probably the coolest person in the world and someone that wears so many different hats, both literally and figuratively. She is an incredible musician, DJ, broadcaster, world history scholar, and ethnomusicologist. With years and years of shows on NTS and BBC Six, she is a formidable sonic force, truly your favourite DJ's favourite DJ, and she is DJing here in Tamaki Makaurau this Saturday, the 7th of March, at Neck of the Woods as part of the Strange Universe Autumn series. Here is my yarn with Nabiha Iqbal ahead of her headline show this Saturday. Last time you came here was in 2024 to tour your album Dreamer, and now you're coming back for the Strange Universe Autumn series doing a DJ set, which is, if people know who you are, then they know that you operate and you have a practice as a DJ. How does that feel, coming back here doing a DJ set as opposed to a live set?
Well, this is going to be my first time DJing in New Zealand, so awesome. I'm excited for that reason. And yeah, I love DJing so much. This whole tour has just been DJ sets right now because I'm in this kind of limbo period between albums. DJing is really a big part of my musical life as well, and I'm really excited to just see what happens when I play some tunes for people in New Zealand on the dance floor, and hopefully people will enjoy it. Because all the other shows along the way have been so fun. Playing live here was really a really amazing experience as well, and I've actually nearly finished my next album.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, it's nearly done. So I'm really hoping that the next time I come here, I'll be able to bring my full band and do a live tour again with the new music.
Because you tour so much and you also do like all night longs all the time, which is just so crazy, your knees must get so sore. What keeps you grounded? How do you sustain that level of passion that you have and energy?
I think it's just the music, really, because like, you know, sometimes even if I'm feeling a bit tired before a gig, like when I played in Sydney the other night, I wasn't feeling that well. I had a bit of a cold and I felt like low energy before the gig, but then during it you just get the energy from the music and the people, and then the adrenaline kicks in and that just keeps you going. So I really just feel like if the music's good and the energy's good from like the crowd, then that helps you through. But I also have to just pace myself a bit sometimes as well, because if I'm doing a lot of all-nighters, then I'll make sure like in between to just have days of just resting. Before I wasn't doing that, and then I just got burnout. So
yeah, there must be like quite a stark difference between performing live, like your music live, and then also DJing, like the difference between that audience and the dance floor. Do you have any astute observations between the two?
Well, playing live is just a lot more high pressure because, you know, you're on the stage performing, playing an instrument, singing, and also sharing your own music, which is way more personal compared to DJing, where you're sharing other people's music. That's the biggest difference. And I don't get so nervous for DJ sets now. Usually the nerves are calmer for DJing compared to live, because every time I play a live show, yeah, you do just feel a bit more nervous before going on the stage, because it's just, you know, you're sharing a lot more of yourself.
Yeah, for sure. I also have listened to a couple of interviews where you talk about going to a place and understanding how a place is in relation to its history, which is something about you that I think is incredible. You are also a scholar of world history, which is just wild to me. And I think it's clear that your DJing is like an extension of that practice, or an expression of your like historical archiving. And when you DJ, you're clearly telling the stories of so many different places of the music that you're playing. When you come somewhere like here, are there any practices or processes you do, like even in regards to like going to record stores, like how do you mine for that information or data from a place? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that does. And actually nobody's ever kind of made that deduction from my work before, so thanks for saying that, because actually that's, for me, it's really nice to hear that you'll make a connection between my interest in history and my interest in music.
Yeah, it's like the same thing.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, I did two history degrees.
So yeah, well, really exactly. And you're a DJ. It's like the coolest. Like that's the way that you're expressing your knowledge about it, and like also archiving. So much respect. Anyway, please continue.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, I mean, in general, I just feel like you can make much better observations or just have better interactions with people if you know the history of where you are.
Exactly.
I've always felt like that since I was at school, you know, before I was a DJ, but I just loved history and learning about places. And that definitely filters through into the way that I think about music, especially when I'm traveling and touring. So, and then also, yeah, for DJing for sure. But as an example, last time I came to New Zealand on the live tour, that was my first time ever in this country. And so whenever I'm in a different country, and it's especially in a new place, then I always try and make a lot of effort to learn about the local music culture. So, you know, went to like some good record stores in Wellington and Auckland and just had good conversations with the people working there. And I've actually bought a lot of records by local artists, because when I travel, I just, if I'm going to buy a record, I'll prioritize buying something that's done by someone from that country.
Hell yeah.
Because those are the things that are harder to find in the UK or, you know, other places abroad. I actually bought so many records that I couldn't even fit them in my bag, and they had to just ship them to my address in London.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then also at the same time, I went to the, I think it's called the Museum of New Zealand, but it's the Murray Museum here in Wellington. Oh. And that was a very eye-opening experience for me, because I had this feeling in that moment that all of these histories that exist around the world that are so intrinsically linked to British history, they're not really explored in depth in England.
No.
And they should be. But then all these histories kind of get shoved under the carpet in a way. So yeah, it made me have all of those kind of thoughts as well.
Good
but yeah,
thoughts.
Also when I DJ, I love playing music that just has no boundaries really, as long as it's good for dancing. I love playing music from all different countries, different cultures. It's nice to play music from the actual country that you're visiting as well.
For
even
sure.
If it's playing just like Kylie Minogue in Australia, but you know, the crowd loves it.
So. No, it's awesome. What's your favourite thing about an all night long DJ set, a marathon set?
Oh, just like the journey, you know. In 2025, I was playing a lot of all night long sets, and I've got so used to it. So now, like, playing for 2 hours just feels not enough.
Yeah, totally.
Because there's something really special about, for example, like the all night long sets that I was doing last year, a lot were in New York, and they were like, you know, my own shows. So people who were coming, they were coming to see me play. It wasn't like a random crowd. So those people are coming to hear you, and then they're so invested in the music as well. And when you're playing for like 5 hours, you've just got the opportunity to just take them on like an epic sonic journey. And even if I play for 1 hour or 2 hours, I still play so many different genres, because that's just my style of DJing.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, when you get like a longer window in which to experiment with, then yeah, it just becomes more exciting.
On the flip side, what's your least favorite thing of doing an all night long set?
My least favorite thing, probably like the next day just feeling really tired, but
oh, yeah,
the happiness from the night before cancels it out, so yeah, it's fine.
The body, like the freaking the knees of it all.
Yeah, you have to wear comfy shoes.
Yeah, and you have to, like, I guess also the sustainability around it, like not drinking.
I've never drank in my life, so.
Well, there you go. That's the trick.
I feel like music's the only drug you need. Yeah.
And is there a specific tune you're really excited to play out this weekend?
Well, so far on this trip, you know, I started in Bangkok, then Kuala Lumpur, then Tokyo, then Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne. And in all those places along the way, I've been buying records.
Yeah.
You know, those are all just very new tunes for me. And as I've been buying them, I've been playing them at the following gigs. So I guess like the final stop, which is in New Zealand, you're gonna get the whole selection.
Oh my gosh,
of all the new things that I
found
lately. I bought a lot of reggae 7-inches in Tokyo, and then in Thailand I found some really cool old Thai rock and roll kind of music.
Oh my gosh,
so I'll definitely be sharing some of that. Yeah, and then obviously just like a big mix of everything else that I love playing too. So yeah, when you come you'll find out. We'll see. I never plan a DJ set, I just go with the flow.
Oh, you're just so cool.
No, I mean, I used to plan it. Obviously when I first started DJing, I would like plan everything meticulously and practice it. But then the more you DJ, the more you just like remember which tunes work well together, and obviously your repertoire of songs grows, and then yeah, you don't have to do it as much.
You're a master at your craft, and I'm such a big fan, and so many people here are such big fans of you, and I'm really excited to enter into some sort of dance floor catharsis while you're playing and steering the spaceship. So on behalf of Tamaki, we're so excited for you to come back here and play a little DJ set for us at Neck of the Woods on Saturday. Yes, I think I got that right. Till then, I hope you have a really beautiful time in Wellington and do some awesome sightseeing and nature experiencing. And I hope you eat some awesome food as well, because Wellington's got some good food down there.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, I'm excited to eat. I'll go and get some breakfast after this.
awesome. Well, Oi, thanks so much. Really appreciate you taking the time and energy to talk. And I'll see you
soon. Oh, you as well. Thank you so much for inviting me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Oh, my gosh. Pleasure. You can catch Nabiha Iqbal tearing up the dance floor in Nick of the Woods this Saturday, the 7th of March, alongside Tamaki's own Miriam as part of the Strange Universe Autumn series.